There's a weight that comes with soaring prices on fuel, on food, and on everything else that is part of our daily spending habits. Every time Americans fill up their tanks, check out at the grocery store, or make a decision about where to cut spending, that weight gets heavier and heavier. The American people are looking to us for solutions. We have a responsibility to make difficult decisions here in order to provide them the much-needed relief at home. For many months, Republicans have been working to provide that relief. We've been focused on a three-pronged approach: boosting renewable energy, encouraging energy efficiency, and growing our American supply of energy. This line of attack balances the need for us to be responsible stewards of our environment with the need for reliable, affordable energy to fuel our lives and our economy. And we are not in a position to rely on any one solution to lift us out of this crisis. However, the Democrats are focusing their efforts on a single idea to respond to the pleas of Americans. Rather than dedicate this body to building a comprehensive energy plan that provides real solutions for the future, Democrats have put forward a plan to curb speculation. This approach does little, if anything, about high gas prices. Instead, the Democrats' speculation bill could hurt our economy by eliminating investment options that our nation's retirees depend on, make American businesses less competitive, and ultimately drive U.S. jobs overseas. The only way to significantly lower the price of gas is to increase supply. Let me repeat that. The only way to significantly lower the price of gas is to increase supply. Let's harness the power of our commodities markets and take concrete steps to expand the future supply of American energy. The market will take this into account, and I am certain that we will see prices at the pump fall. This plan to blame all of our troubles on speculators does nothing to bring down prices at the pump, which means it does nothing to bring down the price of food, clothing, or any other consumer goods that are affected by the price of gasoline. It will not provide relief for struggling Americans, and it lacks the vision and the leadership that our country needs on this issue. All it does is delay other efforts that would make a difference. One thing the Democrats are doing successfully is blocking the efforts of Republicans to fully participate in shaping this legislation. The problem is bigger than speculation.